In the episode 24 of our podcast, we made a clear case about how important it is to focus on the light and non-users of our brand to think about the growth. The Pareto rule of 20% of consumers being responsible for some 80% of our business is not backed by the evidence. It's max 40-50% on average. So we made there a clear point that in order for us to grow, we need to grow our penetration with the new users. So in this episode, we are trying to understand whether or not and how our loyal consumers are vital in our strategies when growth is our clear objective. We will discuss 5 benefits of taking loyal consumers into consideration when thinking about growth. We still understand the double jeopardy law, of course, and its implications that we also discuss here, that it's much easier to grow from increasing penetration, so inviting new users to our brand, than from loyalty. But loyal consumers have a very important role to play here, because let's refresh. Growth comes from 3 sources: inviting new users to the brand, making them use and buy us more often in the same time period, or making them spend more per single transaction. So let's build on that logic. Number 1. Loyal consumers react better to the brand communications. Not only do they respond better to it in the communication tests on the brand health parameters from familiarity through image equities, but also their behavior towards the brand driven by the communication is faster, which means that after some periods when our brand, for instance, was silent in the media, and then we restart our communication, loyalty will rebound faster than new users will join our brand. And that loyalty boost will bring new business to our brand just a bit faster. Point number 2. Depending on the study and the researched categories, loyal consumers spend 30 to up to 60% more in a given unit of time than new users. Of course, this is pretty intuitive. The implication of it is that also when you want to introduce a new product that costs more, say an Angus beef burger for $10 on top of your regular $3 burger, loyal consumers will typically be the first to spend more per one visit in your restaurant than new users. The second implication is that they're ready to increase their frequency of buying our brand. Let's take cars for a second. The average holding period of cars in Australia or Europe has been some 7 to 9 years. Now, with the new financial contracts introduced by brands, the loyal consumers adjusted their behavior to buy a new car every 3 to 4 years instead of 7 to 9. So it's a big gain for brands. Same with the technology, right? With smartwatches catapulting our frequency of using our smartphones or computers, and many other examples. Point 3 is that loyal consumers adopt novelties from the brand more or less 50% faster than light users. So building the NPD tactics and their rollout strategies based on our CRM intel, first within the loyal group to pilot and test our new products with them, can be a pretty good idea to then scale it up with new users afterwards. Point 4, coming directly from the previous point, since loyal consumers adopt faster our innovations, they naturally become our advocates for these new products. We know how important the referrals are in the today's world of basically infinite product reviews, and how these referrals drive purchase decisions of non-users. So investing into the referral programs, building our credible advocacy within the loyal consumers, can help you recruit brand non-users and increase your penetration without massive investments in mass media. In the last 5th point, loyal consumers are loyal to our brand for a reason. In order to grow our penetration, it is key that we understand what this reason is and tell about this reason to all those guys who don't know our brand yet. For instance, McDonald's asked its loyal consumers of their shakes why they buy it every morning so regularly. And they said that in a very boring commuting experience ahead of them every morning, this one shake is something to enjoy that makes this morning a bit better. So McDonald's added the thickness into the texture to prolong this experience and some extra fruits to make it even more enjoyable for those folks. The change had also the benefits of course being a bit tastier and probably healthier, but the original insight came from the loyal consumers and was much more focused on the particular job this product does for them. Another example, Apple introduced the night shift and the dark mode in their iOS thanks to the feedback from their loyal consumers. Starbucks introduced non-dairy milk options like soy, almond or coconut milk to adjust to the changing loyal consumer preferences. Lego has the Lego Ideas platform where consumers can submit their own design ideas for potentially new Lego setups, and Lego admits that various sets that we see now on the shelves have been inspired by their consumers. Samsung has the Samsung Insights program that collects feedback from loyal consumers. Nike has Nike Plus, using the social platforms to do exactly the same thing. All these programs of cooperation with loyal consumers for these brands are designed to seek new business opportunities within new users. So as much as the growth logically must come from growing our penetration, loyal users are key for us to be successful in this pursuit. They adopt faster our innovations, they talk about them for free, frequently granting us 5 stars in their ratings so that new users could see it, they are ready to pay more every time they buy us, and they buy us more often if we invite them to. And also they stick with us for some very good reasons, and these reasons can become foundations for the most effective strategies how to invite new users. So the only thing that remains for us is to listen to them. To build systemic ways of talking to our loyal consumers, observing them and inviting them to co-create our brand's world. See you in the next episode.